This is Fresh Air. Like Everything Everywhere All at Once in Hollywood, the new French film, The Night of the 12th, won all of that country's top awards. It tells the story of a murder investigation that starts off looking easy to solve and winds up being anything but. Our critic at large, John Power, says it's one of those movies that uses a crime to reveal larger truths about society.
The world is a big, unruly, ambiguous place, which helps explain the boundless appeal of murder mysteries. Whether it's Hercule Poirot exercising his famous little gray brain cells, or all those CSI teams extracting DNA samples, mysteries offer the reassurance of seeing the messy realities of life get sorted out. When the murderer is caught, we feel that order is, at least temporarily, restored. Of course, in reality, things don't always work out so happily. The reverberations of this fact rumble through The Night of the 12th, a skillfully turned French crime picture that swept the César Awards, the French version of the Oscars. Made by veteran director Dominique Malle, the movie is adapted from the work of Pauline Gaynor, who spent a year following members of the Paris police. Focusing on a single real-life murder investigation that she covers, Malle has created a film that keeps looking like the conventional police procedural that it actually isn't. The action has been transposed to the picturesque alpine city of Grenoble, where a vibrant student named Clara is walking home one night when a faceless man steps out of the darkness and sets her on fire. As it happens, this takes place on the very day that a police officer named Johan, played by a glum-faced Bastien Bouillon, has taken over the local homicide squad. Along with his bearded older sidekick Marceau, terrifically played by Bully Lanier, Johan sets about doing what the police do in seemingly every cop show, examining the corpse, gathering forensic evidence, informing distraught loved ones, and questioning suspects. As it happens, there are a few, for Clara has had a series of sexual relationships with guys who really weren't all that nice. These include a bartender who was cheating with her on his girlfriend, a rapper who's written a song about setting Clara on fire, and a convicted domestic abuser 20 years her senior. Johan and his crew interrogate them all, but as time passes, he grows increasingly haunted by his desire to bring Clara's killer to justice. But we know something he doesn't. You see, Malle told us up front that 20% of French homicides never get solved, and that this case is one of them. Indeed, The Night of the 12th belongs to the category of mysteries about the failure to solve a crime, a fascinating subgenre that includes the great Sicilian police novels of Leonardo Sciascia, David Fincher's film Zodiac, and Bong Joon-ho's Memories of Murder, the best cop movie ever made. Such stories replace the familiar satisfaction of seeing the murder solved with an exploration of the personal costs of failing to do so. Guilt, obsession, and a rending sense of futility, embodied in this film by Johan, a dry, monk-like figure who constantly pedals his bike in furious circles around the local velodrome. He's not the only one with a feeling of futility. You sense the incessant grind of police work in all the members of his team, from the gallows humor with which they face the latest grisly sight, to their reasonable complaints about broken equipment and endless paperwork. "We fight evil by writing reports," says Marceau, a sensitive man who wanted to teach French literature, but wound up as a cop who quotes the poet Verlaine and dreams of a different life. What makes this particular investigation so difficult is that, Johan thinks, something is amiss between men and women. Without ever hammering away at it, the story is a study in misogyny. Marked by sexual attitudes that run from contempt to crazed infatuation, any one of the suspects could have murdered Clara, who was killed, says her friend Nani, simply because she was a girl. The suspect's outlook finds an echo in the jokey, hyper-masculine homicide squad, one of whom suggests that it's not surprising that a young woman who keeps hooking up with bad boys might wind up getting killed. Now, The Night of the 12th is merely a solid movie, not a great one. But it shows that French cinema, which has tended to lag in awareness about race and gender, is catching up with the ideas of the Me Too era. It suggests that what makes this murder case especially interesting is not whodunit, but the sexual politics underlying the crime and the investigation. As the first female detective in Johan's division tells him, "Isn't it weird that most crimes are committed by men? and mostly men are supposed to solve them.
John Powers reviewed the new French film, The Night of the 12th. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, our guest will be Sarah Bareilles. She was just nominated for a Tony for her performance in the Broadway revival of the Sondheim musical Into the Woods. The cast recording of the show just won a Grammy. She wrote the songs for the musical Waitress and starred in the show. She's also one of the co-stars of the TV sitcom Girls 5 Eva. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham. Our engineer today is Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shurrock, Sam Brugger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Saman, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Seth Kelly directed today's show. Fresh Air's co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.